This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the government's priorities are to maintain economic and trade stability, ensure energy security, safeguard the interests of citizens, and strengthen industry and supply chains. Mr. Modi said this while virtually chairing the meeting with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories to review the preparedness in light of the emerging situation arising out of the recent developments in West Asia and its potential impact on India. The Prime Minister highlighted that the situation remains dynamic, necessitating continuous monitoring and adaptive strategies. He added that an interministerial group has been operational since 3rd March, reviewing the situation on a daily basis and taking timely decisions. Mr. Modi noted that the country has prior experience in dealing with similar global disruption. He recalled the collective response during the COVID-19 pandemic when the centre and states worked together as Team India to mitigate the impact on supply chains, trade and daily life. He underscored that the same spirit of cooperation and coordination remains India's greatest strength in navigating the present circumstances. The Prime Minister reiterated that addressing the challenge is a shared responsibility and expressed confidence that working together as Team India, the nation will successfully overcome the situation. The centre today reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre each for domestic consumption and also imposed export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel to ensure adequate availability and to protect consumers from the rising global oil prices triggered by the West Asia crisis. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Chairman of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Vivek Chaturvedi, said the move aims to discourage exports at a time when international prices have surged sharply.
Yesterday, we came up with certain export duties in the form of special additional excise duty and a road infrastructure cess. Both these duties and cess have been imposed on the export of diesel and the aviation turbine fuel. Duties on petrol are nil at present. So the duties which have been imposed on diesel and ATF. However, the rates will be reviewed on a fortnightly basis. The idea behind having these changes is to prioritize a domestic availability of these products and at the same time to ensure an energy security for the country in the midst of global uncertainty.
During the interministerial briefing, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India currently has sufficient crude inventories with supplies secured for the next 2 months. The central government has also decided to increase the commercial LPG allocation of states to 70%, with 20% allocation given to industries such as steel, automobile, textile and other labor-intensive industries. The security landscape in West Asia has shifted sharply as the conflict involving US, Israel and Iran has expanded, placing the Gulf nations under an increasing threat. In the UAE, air defense systems intercepted 6 ballistic missiles and 9 drones launched from Iran earlier today. In Kuwait, authorities confirmed strikes on key maritime infrastructure. Shuweikh port in Kuwait City and Mubarak al-Kabir port on Bubiyan Island were hit by drones and cruise missiles. In Saudi Arabia, defense systems intercepted 4 drones over the eastern province. The Parliament today gave its nod to the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning it after consideration, completing the budgetary exercise. The Lok Sabha had already passed the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The Finance Bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. In archery, India won 10 medals at the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament Stage 1 in Bangkok today. Compound archers dominated the competition, taking team gold, mixed team gold, and sweeping the entire men's individual podium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.